I don't recall buying a ticket for this ride, but after a week in the hospital on Monday, April 5th, we received a cancer diagnosis. We're not really dip your toes into the shallow end kind of people. We're big dreamers, hard workers, no guts, no glory kind of people, so one might expect that our cancer diagnosis would be a big one. Stage 4, Hodgkin lymphoma. Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. Today, Jose joins us for the very first time on the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. He's going to share a little bit about his journey, being diagnosed with cancer, and why caregiving is so very important to both of us.
First, I want to welcome you to our podcast. We hope that you get to benefit from the information that we're going to share with you. Today, as we begin recording this podcast, I am reaching the end of my chemo treatments, but getting to this point of my treatments was difficult. So let's start at the beginning, where hopefully most of you are currently at. Before getting my diagnosis of cancer, I had no knowledge of anyone in my family having cancer. So getting that diagnosis was shocking. I had been healthy all of my life, never had any operations or long stays at a hospital. And incredibly, this all started thinking I had some type of chest cold. For a couple of months, I had a cough that just wouldn't go away. And although we were in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, I didn't have COVID. When the x-rays came back, my life started to change. My x-rays were bad, and no one was able to give me an answer since I was going to need to see a specialist. My lungs were black, and beginning at that point, they couldn't rule out cancer. That really scared me. But I convinced myself at that point that I simply couldn't have cancer. I had no family member that had cancer, and I wasn't even a smoker, so how could I possibly have cancer? I was referred to a lung specialist, and upon my first visit, it was decided that he would admit me to the emergency room. Yeah, it was that serious. He was concerned that I had a continuous fever for nearly 2 months. And looking at my scans, well, that wasn't good. So I spent the next week in the hospital, where they ran all sorts of tests trying to figure out what I had. Sadly, test after test, they all came back negative. Until they finally did a biopsy of my chest and neck, the test came back definitive that I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 4. I still remember that day, sitting there at the doctor's office, a week after leaving the hospital. Once you hear cancer, you hear nothing else. The doctor kept speaking, but all I could think about was, I have cancer. This is the day Amy suddenly began to play a different role in my life. A role she was never prepared for, and a role you listening to this podcast was probably never prepared for either. The role of being someone's caregiver. You see, someone had to start paying attention to the next steps at the doctor's office. And that was definitely not going to be me, since in my head, I was in shock. Now later on, the news did affect us both emotionally, but at that moment, I couldn't concentrate on anything but dwelling on the fact that I had cancer. Later, you hear more about my cancer journey, but right now, if you're a cancer patient listening, I want you to think about the effect that cancer has on the person that will be with you 24/7. Where that person is a spouse, a significant other, parent, or friend, this person has suddenly taken on a new role to help support you through this journey. And I sincerely hope that you realize how difficult this journey now becomes for this person. We've heard countless stories about the difficulties of cancer for the patient. And trust me, it is. But the person that supports you, your caregiver, there's no manual you can go pick up that tells you exactly what you need to do. But we hope that some of what we share does help you to understand what your caregiver will go through, whether you're the person who's about to become a caregiver or you're the patient. I look forward to telling you more. In the meantime, I hope you continue to listen and share this podcast with those around you who are getting this cancer diagnosis treatment for the first time.
The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Larrick Point Consulting. Larrick Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at larrickpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.